Time for Czech Sports. I'm Gary Lee. Class 3 District 10 baseball teams has been released, and making the list, Devin Harrington, a junior from Thayer. Cooper Clark, a junior from Thayer. Colton Mills, a sophomore from Thayer. And Mason Thornton, a freshman from Thayer. Also making Class 3 All-District 10 baseball team, Wyatt Hughes, senior from Houston, Stone Jackson, a senior from Houston, and Aiden Kelly, a senior from Houston. Sean Buck, a junior from Houston, Gavin Reese, a junior from Liberty High School, Eli Moore, a senior from Liberty High School, and Titus Jester, a sophomore from Liberty. Lucas Rasmussen, a senior from Seymour, Trevor Young, a junior from Seymour, and Jace Rogers, a junior from Willow Springs, along with Braxton Wilbanks, a junior from Willow Springs, and Caden Foster, a senior from Willow Springs. That's your Class 3 District 10 baseball team for 2024. St. Louis Cardinals were back in Houston taking on the Astros last night. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and today the Cardinals are trying to salvage a game in the three-game series and come home with a 4-5 road trip to Cincinnati, Philadelphia, and Houston. The Astros have won a pair of three-run games, and the Cardinals were down 6-1 last night, Ricky, and just couldn't overcome the big Astros lead.
A rough start for Andre Pallante. He was not sharp early, and it was just kind of a sloppy game. Cardinals again made two errors in the game, and they gave up an unearned run late. The Cardinals' bullpen was pretty good. They just couldn't get that extra hit they needed when they were rallying in the seventh.
Matthew Liberatore has retired all 12 batters faced since going back to the bullpen, and he retired Alvarez on a pop foul.
He looked really strong against Alvarez. Also a good outing for Roycroft in the eighth. He looked sharp.
Today, the Cardinals will start Miles Michaelis 3-6 against right-hander Ronel Blanco. He's 5-1. We're on the air 12:15. Ricky has the lineups at 1. I'll bring you the first pitch coming up from Houston at 1:10.
You can listen to all the Cardinal broadcast on KUKU 100.3 and News Talk Radio KWPM. Class 2 All-State softball teams have been released, and locally making the list, first team All-State senior Madeline Fair from Willow Springs. Junior Alicia Shanks from Willow Springs. Making second team All-State, senior Emma Spence from Willow Springs. Junior McKinley Aaron from Houston. Senior Lily Honeycutt from Ava. And senior Kyla Smith from Willow Springs. Congratulations, ladies, on being named All-State.
And the MSU West Plains Grizzlies have been very busy this offseason as they have some new recruits. Jared Fay, head coach of the MSU West Plains Grizzlies, announced yesterday the signing of several players for the 24-25 season. Jake Sage, a 6'1" guard from Kickapoo High School in Springfield. Blaine Harris, a 6'4" guard from Jackson High School in Missouri. Quinteris Farmer, a 6'2" guard from Malden High School in Malden, Missouri. Jaden Roach, a 6'7" forward from Level Up Prep in Sunrise, Florida. And Jalen Heisen, a 6'6" forward from Impact Academy in Las Vegas, Nevada. It won't be long before it will be MSU Grizzly basketball season. That's Czech Sports. I'm Gary Lee.